This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It has come to our attention that a mysterious force is loose somewhere in outer space.
The mysteries of creation are there.
Up in the sky?
Up in the sky.
The moon and the planets are there. And new hopes for knowledge and peace are there. And therefore, as we set sail, we ask God's blessing on the most hazardous and dangerous and greatest adventure on which man has ever embarked.
Master shall bring disaster to evil factors. Demonic chapters shall be captured by kings through the storms of days after, and to the earth from the sun through triple darkness to blast ya with a force that can't be compared to any firepower, for its mind power shared. The brainwave causes vessels to circulate like constellations reflect at night off the lake. Word to the father and mother earth, seeking everlasting life through this hell for what it's worth. Look, listen, and observe, and watch another sea cycle pulling my peeps to the curb. Heed the words, it's like ghetto style proverbs. The righteous pay a sacrifice to get what they deserve. Cannot afford to be confined to a cell. Brainwaves swell, turning a desert to a well. Experience the best teacher. Thoughts will spray like street sweepers. Little daddy street preacher, illustrious feature. Narrator you select, accompanied by deck, plus the DJ you respect. The 7.5 combined over the front line. The 10% is promoting slander in the airtime. Bear in mind, jewels be the tools of the trade. Sharp blades, heavenly praise, and dues are paid. Above the crowds, above the clouds, where the sounds are original. Infinite skills create miracles. Warrior spiritual.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Left and Right. I'm your host, Abdul Shaheed. Today is the 30th of June, 2018. Thank you for joining the program. Summer of Madness is in full swing, if you haven't noticed. Again, what should we expect from the madness this summer? You should be thinking crime, California wildfires and blackouts, I put those in quotes, pedophiles being exposed, and I think the most political upheaval is yet to come this summer. Of course, that is, means that there'll be a nice flow into the fall, into the midterms, with turmoil, in my opinion and my belief in our economy in some way, shape, or form, starting with, of course, gas prices and the consumption of oil. Petrodollar will be exposed in the coming months, I believe. But I'm not an expert, just my opinion. Black-on-black crime in Chicago, and throughout this nation, for that matter, begin to skyrocket. Just check out the headlines from the upcoming July 4th festivities. Supposed to be celebrating this nation's independence, but I fear some families will be laying some members to rest instead. It's a sad reality. On a side note, homicides are starting to trend downward in Chicago compared to this time last year. Have you started to notice gas prices spiking in the wrong direction? Some places have, some parts of the country have. Me, it dropped a few pennies, which is good. But here's an article from oilprice.com by Nick Cunningham titled, "Can Trump Counter Soaring Gasoline Prices?" I don't care for much, too much for this headline. It does, however, acknowledge the fact that gas prices are being manipulated and measures should be taken. So, in this article, it states, oil prices surged to the highest level in more than 3 years on Thursday as the number and volume of supply outages continues to rise. The odds of significant shortfall in supply are also growing by the day. The U.S. midterm election is nearing. The more oil prices continue to rise, more likely is it more likely it is that President Trump decides that the Strategic Petroleum Reserves, or the SPR, to tamp down oil prices just ahead of the November vote. Further down here, it says the 180-degree turnaround in the oil market from May is pretty staggering, even for an oil market steeped in volatility and uncertainty. In May, in late May, the rumors of higher output from Saudi Arabia and Russia led to a crash in prices and led to speculation of another lengthy downturn. By June, however, it isn't clear that even a massive 1 million barrel a day increase from OPEC Plus will be enough to fill the worsening supply gap. So, as we know, the later this article continues, outages in Libya, Venezuela, Iran, Canada, Angola, and Kazakhstan were probably more than overwhelmed the increase in supply from Saudi Arabia. All of that is to say that the Trump administration will have no qualms about pulling barrels out of the salt caverns in Texas, Louisiana, and dumping oil onto the market to push down prices, especially as he faces political headwinds heading into November midterm elections. So now, reading this article gives me pause and calls for concern all in the same time. To me, what we see happening every year, whether it's winter or summer, oil prices suffer from what is better known as geopolitics. And that is defined by Britannica.com as analysis of geographic influences on power relationships and international relations. The word geopolitics was originally coined by the Swedish political scientist Rudolf Gjelin, and its use spread throughout Europe in the period between World Wars I and II, 1918-1939. Now, if anybody knows anything about World War I or II, you know this is wars of conquest, and really was the idea that empires can no longer depend on what was in their borders. It was a global thing. They needed global resources. So they went out and sought that. Those industrialists, those not the the people we always associate with World War One or World War Two, like a Stalin or a Hitler or, you know, Churchill or whatever. It wasn't about those figureheads, it was about what was going on in the economy of these places, these empires, these former empires. But I digress. Geopoliticians sought to understand how the new industrial capabilities of transportation, communication, and destruction, note the word destruction, most notably railroads, steamships, airplanes, telegraphy, and explosives, interacting with the largest scale geographic feature of the earth, would shape the character, the number and location of viable security units in the emerging global international system. So they're basically creating a globalized monetary system by resources, whether you're carrying them on the rails, to the ports with the ships or airplanes, so on and so forth, and explosives and destruction. That what is that? That's just war. So war is geopolitics. Think of it that way. So before this becomes another political football action used by MSM to attack Trump administration, let me say now that Obama released 30 million barrels of Strategic Petroleum Reserve, SPRs, around this time in June of 2011. So just before this happens and people go crazy in the mainstream media talking about gas prices and how Trump administration, blah, 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 and this and this and that, let's just know that it's happened before under the previous administration of 2011, in June, matter of fact. So I have a quote here from the energy secretary of the time, Stephen Chu, saying, "We are taking this action in response to the ongoing loss of crude oil due to supply disruptions in Libya and other countries and their impact on global economic recovery. As we move forward, we will continue to monitor the situation and stand ready to take additional steps as necessary." There you have it. So this is just a precursor for what's going to happen later on this summer when we're talking about oil prices dropping and whatever going up, and you hear the MSM attack Trump and the administration. But anyways, before I continue any further, as a brief reminder, this network needs your support now more than ever before. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on the donate button in the upper right-hand corner of your screen. Find all the different ways you can contribute. You can call in at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Again, that donation number is 800-724-2719, extension 3. You can use PayPal or make checks payable to Republic Broadcasting Network. And their address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 788664. All right, moving along. I have a quick rhetorical question, and I'm sure you guys know the answer, those of you that are listening. Are progressive liberals completely insane? It's a question I pose. My opinion, I think they are. That's why I label them progressive. Because the progress they're trying to make is nothing but stepping backwards into the past or being serfs in the feudal system. That's exactly what they're about, even though they tell you different. Case in point, billionaire Hillary Clinton supporter and an operative, Tom Steyer. I mean, this guy's a mess. Have you ever heard of him? I bet you many of you have never heard of Tom Steyer. Big time Clinton supporter, billionaire. And yes, some scandals in his background, whatnot. But if you're interested in some political comedy, please listen to his tax on against Trump. I mean, they're absolutely hilarious. Let me share some of his background real quick, if you may or may not know of him. So you have a better view of this little scumbag here. Born in 1957 in Manhattan, graduated from Yale with a degree in economics and political science. 2 years at Morgan Stanley, worked for Goldman Sachs from 83 to 85. Goldman Sachs from 83 to 85, an associate in the risk arbitrage division, where he was involved in mergers and acquisitions. In 1986, he founded the Fallon Capital, which is known for taking high risk on distressed assets within volatile markets. So this guy is risky. You know, he's all about the buck, about making money. So, but he's well known for his political activism with, the environment and funding organizations that fight for environmental rights and so on and so forth. So he loves the environment. But if you look at his history and how he made his money, you'd be like, oh, really? You love your environment? Anyways, so this firm invested in private prisons while this guy was leading the hedge fund, interestingly enough, and the SEC has filings. While he was head of the hedge fund, he purchased $90 million of Corrections Corporation of America stock. That should make every African-American wonder about him and his organizations, because it wasn't his demigod Hillary Clinton talking about super predators, how we need to put them down, referring to, and which something, a lot of people believe, Black Americans. And this guy's supporting that. But he's the one that's funding these political action committees and stuff like that out here that are really behind what we're seeing from the left right now. You know, they always put a face that is not the actual face of the people that are funding what we're seeing from the left, the madness, the insanity, the destruction of private property, attacking other people for their political beliefs. And then you get the MSM group, mainstream media, the frauds, that are also helping, incite what we see now. going on these streets. I just find that very interesting. But I found an article from thefreebeacon.com about this guy. Title is Tom Sayers' Deep Ties to Oregon Corruption Scandal by Lachlan Markey. I'm just going to read it real quick. Top advisors to billionaire environmentalist Tom Steyer helped run a green group financed in part by Steyer himself that has a center of corruption scandal that could force the Democratic governor of Oregon to resign. An executive to one of Steyer's nonprofit groups and political vendor who has received hundreds of thousands of dollars from the hedge fund manager's political operations help run the group, which is accused of influencing state energy policy through undisclosed payments to Oregon's first lady. that's the politics that's going on with this guy. Okay, I should dredge up one of these videos when we go to break, so I can give you guys this man's voice and what he's talking about. He's talking about corruption and, you know, the whole Democratic line with Trump and, you know, in bed with the Russians. And he lists these eight different charges that, you know, against Trump for his impeachment. Matter of fact, he runs a political action group. I think it is Impeach. I have to look it up again. Impeach Trump Now, which is amazing. But this is the left. And, when we come back for break, I'm going to play a clip that is from the recent hearings from the people from the DOJ, FBI, Director Wray, and, you know, Rod Rosenstein. That mess, that political theater that we saw, you know, this past week. But this is the clip I'm going to play is from Representative Ted Lieu from, he's a Democrat from California. And he talks about the deep state, or he asks Wray, who, you know, what is a deep state? You've never heard of it before. And I find his response very telling and interesting. And he also is directing an official on how to do his job and how to fight the Trump administration when they're asking for documents, or even the Congress themselves and these intel committees that they ask for documents from the DOJ to FBI. This Mr. Lieu is actually like encouraging him not to do his job, which is incredible in itself. All this is going on, that's going on right now, I've mentioned in previous shows, is all about the UN Agenda 2030 and their push, their hard push to implement their goals for the globe and for these superpowers, these countries that hold weight around the world. And I think that this election of Trump has slowed that down a little bit, but I think it's still full steam ahead. And if you notice anybody who is either for Trump and is about America first will always be the one that will be attacked first and demonized in the media, and especially on campuses, which is incredible in itself, because the young generation is who they're after. And if the young folks don't wake up now, we might be in trouble. Seriously, down the road on the next 4 to 8 years. Now, I saw a trick that was done, a political trick that is done often in the Bronx. I'm sure you guys heard the story about the young lady that beat the establishment candidate out in Bronx. And, you know, she's talking like, oh, you know, this is, I'm a girl from the Bronx, and, you know, this is, you know, this, we fight and we, you know, we're together and this and stuff. You know, come to find out, she's from Westchester, New York, in one of the richest, you know, places, you know, in the East Coast. That's where she's from. Now, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with that, being from there, but for you to supplant yourself somewhere and claim you are a Bronx, and hardcore Bronx lady, and you know, you represent the Bronx people is false advertisement, in my opinion. Which is absolutely, this is how they always do it. They place themselves in, especially Democratic operatives, they place themselves in poverty-stricken areas. They don't live there, but they place themselves in their committees and their youth brigades or whatever you want to call them, the guys that go out there and put up signs and try to get people to vote and whatnot. They put them in the inner cities, but they're never really there. They may make an appearance, and just to think of somebody that's done that is look at Obama. I mean, I don't know what city this guy claimed Chicago, like he was from Chicago. You know, the media makes you say, you know, oh man, this guy is from Chicago. It makes you think of Chicago. But if you look at his history and his background, the man's from Hawaii. He spent time in you know, Indonesia. Spent some time, you know, wherever. He's been all over the place. But he'll claim Chicago. I find it very interesting. But when you get back, I'll play that clip from Representative Ted Lieu from Democrat from California. Back in a moment.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you. A little something.
Welcome back to Left to Right. Your host, Abdul Shahid, here. June 30th, 2018. And we're discussing a little bit about what we should see this summer. What should play out politically. and what I believe is the solid push for the UN Agenda 2030. And I believe, in my opinion, that Trump is trying to fight that the best way he can. Now, you know, I don't know the man personally. It's just my own opinion, my belief, and what I see. But then again, you know, as I always tell people, it's not about Trump. It's about us. We are the ones that make the world go round. Our hard work and dedication to our families, to our children, to our friends, to people we don't know, to strangers. That is the American way. That is American people. That's American spirit. Entrepreneurs, you know, farmers, agriculture. And I believe we need to get back to that. But so if we have that clip ready, I this guy, I believe, is absolutely crazy. Rep Blue from California. But if we have that clip, that.
That the president said an official statement on Twitter. He said a number of times that we've got a deep state. So I asked in another hearing, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, was there a deep state at the State Department? He laughed and he basically said, no, there was not. So Director Ray, I'm going to ask you, is there a deep state at the FBI?
Congressman, I've never completely understood the term deep state. What I can tell you is that we have 37,000 men and women working in field offices all over the country and in LEGAT offices all over the world, and they are people of character, of courage, of principle, of selflessness, and of patriotism. And that's the FBI that I see.
Thank you. I appreciate that, and I hope the president stops attacking the FBI. And then let me conclude my comments to you, Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein. You have shown immense courage in the face of unfair criticism and overreaching requests. Stand your ground. You took an oath to the Constitution, not to any particular administration or political party or even this Judiciary Committee. Do not produce documents that would jeopardize people's lives. Do not produce documents that can threaten sources and methods. Do not produce documents that will affect an ongoing investigation. Stand your ground. Play it straight. Do it by the book, as you have been doing. And history will judge you kindly for that. I yield back.
I mean, do not produce documents. Stand your ground. What is he talking about? Is he talking about the FBI and DOJ, right? The FBI, DOJ, right? Am I wrong? Right? FBI, right? The FBI is under the executive branch. Who runs the executive branch? Somebody help me. I'm not an expert. Is it the president of the United States? So the president says, hey, look, you know, I'm going to need you to go down and grab that box of documents and to bring that over here to the Congress so they can peep that out. And if you redact it, I want your job. You could give me your resignation immediately, effective immediately. Please, sir. He'd do that anytime. He's the executive branch. He's the head. Do your job, he's telling him. Yeah, I say do your job too. Hand over all documents. And I don't know if you guys noticed the smug and the smirks and the bravado of these scumbags when they walked up there and put their right hand up and they swore under oath the truth. Just walking in the Ray, Director Ray, you should have seen him. Night hair all done perfectly, just smiling, all cocky, bravado, just all over the place. Right hand in there, I swear. Can you hear him at the end? I don't know anything about it. What is a deep state? I have no idea what that is. I never understood the term of deep state. Now, you know what? I will agree with that guy, though. I don't know what the heck that is either. What is a deep state? It's fictional. To be honest, it's not real. What is real are the people that we know that are involved in nefarious activities, in treason, sedition, dereliction of duty in our federal government. We know that for sure. There's no question about it. And we know that there are individuals and groups of people in the executive branch, in the DOJ and the FBI, Attorney General's office. So part, you know, we know there's people, groups that, and we have documented evidence of this, that committed treason. Plain and simple. We know that there are former heads of state in the previous administration that were part of that plot, that treasonous plot. That's a fact. Oh, wait. The meeting on the tarmac with Bill Clinton and what's her face? Loretta Lynch. That's not, I mean, it was haphazard. We were sitting on the planes, and, you know, people always get out of their planes on a tarmac when they're waiting to take off and visit each other for a half hour with cameras there. It usually happens all the time. Like, you know, there's billionaires, there's millionaires. You know, hey, look, man, I'm waiting to fly. We'll be 45 minutes. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to take a walk to the next. Who's the next plane? Loretta Lynch? What? Not investigating my wife, too? You know what? I'm going to go over there and see how her children are. Right? Let's talk about our children. Let's talk about grandchildren. Right? What? Did we discuss my wife's investigation and the charges and treason and all that stuff that she did? No. I'm a former president. Would never do such a thing. Right? Is that right? Am I wrong? I don't know. I could be wrong. Back in a moment.
Now let's get right on down to the skit. A baby is brought into a world of pits. And if we could have talked that soon in a delivery room, it would have asked the nurse for a hit. The reason for this? The mother is a jerk. Excuse me, junkie, was brought the work of the old into a new life. What a way. But this what a way has been a way of today. Anyway, push couldn't shove me to understand a path to a basic. Consumers should have raced it in a first place.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles. A four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Opinion, deep studies of fiction. It is simply people that we can call out by name. We don't even have to call it a deep state. You'd be like, you should be charged with sedition, or you have done a treasonous act. This is what the law says. Sorry, have to charge you with treason. Apologize, you have to charge with sedition. Are bad. I don't know what the punishment is for that. I'm guessing it's not good. Gitmo, maybe. On a desert island somewhere and not Jeffrey Epstein's island. Pleasuring yourself, Mr. Clinton. All you global elitists out there. Right? Now, you know, Director Wade doesn't know what the deep state is, so let me help him out. And, you know, like I said before, look at the UN. It's just, I mean, come on, people. I mean, it's in our face. It's directly in your face. Who the heck is the UN? I never understood. Who's the UN? Who is that? Who are those people? Who elected those people? I wonder. And what is that? What is the UN about? I mean, I don't have time to get into the UN. I guarantee you, most of you who are listening know exactly what the UN is and know exactly what it's about. I don't have to waste my breath explaining that. However, I just want to make a point that they can be considered the deep state, right? I mean, their tentacles are everywhere. And just to back up my point, UN Agenda 2030, Sustainable Development. This agenda, this is their preamble. This agenda is a plan of action for people, planet, and prosperity. Goes on. We are resolved to free the human race from tyranny of poverty and want. And to heal and secure our planet. What does that mean? Secure our planet. You got open borders all over the place, migrants flooding people's sovereign boundaries, committing heinous crimes on the way in and out, stealing money, shipping it back out of our country, other countries, rape capitals in Europe. Talking about securing the planet. This is mockery. We are determined to take the bold and transformative steps which are urgently needed to shift the world onto a sustainable and resilient path. As we embark on this collective journey, we pledge that no one will be left behind. Heard that before, haven't we? Real quick, their introduction. For those that don't know about Agenda 2030, just a continuation of previous agendas. They're trying to speed up the timetable. They failed in some regard, but they flipped the game up. Bunch of mindless youth out there, not knowing which way is up. Are they a hole from a hole in the ground? Anyways, their introduction. Right away it says, we, now who is we? The heads of state and government and high representatives. Who the heck is the high representatives? Who is that? Heads of state and government. Oh, wait. Whoa. Heads of state and government are elected to represent the people. So who told the heads of state and government to be a part of this agenda? Right? And who are the high representatives? Meeting at the United Nations headquarters in New York from the 25th to the 27th of September 2015. So this plan has been going on for 3 years. It's been, you know, they're working hard towards it. You know, it's been 70 years since this organization, the UN, has been in existence. We have decided today on their new global sustainable development goals. On behalf, this is number two in the introduction. On behalf of the peoples we serve, who is that? Who are they serving? So you can do simple questions. I mean, honestly, nothing is really too complicated for any man or woman to understand, or whatever you identify yourself with, to understand. So, I mean, in grade school, didn't they teach you, like, you know, the who, what, when, why, how, right? The simple, right? Who, what, where, when, why, how, right? It's simple. Just simple questions. One word, right? One word. On behalf of the peoples we serve. Who are the peoples that they are serving? It's UN and these heads of state and government, high representatives. Who are they serving? It's not us, clearly. Can't be an American people, right? We have adopted a historic decision on a comprehensive, far-reaching, and people-centered set of universal and transformative goals and targets. We commit ourselves, now who's we, to work tirelessly for the full implementation of this agenda by 2030. They mean the entire not just a couple things in the agenda, the entire thing by 2030. 12 years. Right? Let's see, Trump's wins another 4 years. That's 6 years. Okay, so 6 years. Huh, wow. Maybe halfway there when Trump is out of office, his second term. All right, down to number point five real quick. This is an agenda of unprecedented scope and significance. It is accepted by all countries and is applicable to all. Taking into account different national realities, capacities, and levels of development and respecting national policies and priorities. Now, how does that even work? How do you, it means beautifully worded. It sounds like a lawyer speaking. Respecting national policies and priorities. How they respect national policies and priorities if the unprecedented scope and significance is accepted by all countries and applicable to all. So really they're telling you, yeah, you may have national realities and capacities and levels of development and national policies and priorities. However, our agenda is unprecedented in scope and significance. I know if I Something just happened. I just lost connection. Hopefully I'm back on. That was weird. Seen that before. Okay. Okay, let me continue with point five. There are universal goals and targets which involve the entire world, developed and developing countries alike. They are integrated and indivisible and balance the three dimensions of sustainable development. I mean, this is just the introduction. That's just the introduction itself. I mean, you can go on into this. I printed this whole thing out, and I tried to read it, and it's like, man, I can't even digest even the introduction. I can't imagine. Now, back to Director Ray. He wants to make a quick comment on his little dog and pony show he was part of, and how he mentioned, I don't know what a deep state is. I fail to grasp it. I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know what it is. Then you got Mr. Liu talking about withhold documents. Don't do your or do your job and withhold documents. And you know, he slipped in Constitution in there. I don't know if Mr. Liu has even read the Constitution. Matter of fact, shouldn't that be a requirement by any political candidate that's in the House or the Senate? Even the presidency, obviously. Definitely the judges and the judicial system people, the AG. Shouldn't they know the Constitution front and back? Shouldn't they be able to recite the Constitution, right? Shouldn't that be a requirement? Or is that too much to ask these days, especially for the young people coming up that want those dream jobs? Do they even... I don't even know if the Constitution gets read anymore. Even in court, I'm sure there's cases, and I've heard of cases where, you know, a judge be like, you can't use the Constitution here in my court. And it's like, whoa, hold on. What happened? Who are you? Who do you work for? Right? Constitution. It's incredible. So he's talking about withholding documents. Now, how does withholding documents help any process that we have? Especially in law enforcement and enforcing the law. What about withholding, Mr. Liu, the documents from the FBI situation out in Las Vegas during that tragic massacre of Americans? Mr. Liu, was it pertinent that the FBI withhold documents and evidence? Mr. Liu? Teddy, Mr. Ray, does your agency show integrity and the finest men and women that you know, respectable, honest? That's just one occasion. What about this Parkland shooter down in Florida, where the FBI was warned dozens of times about this young man, supposedly. I don't know if that's verifiable or not. That the FBI was warned dozens of times about this young individual and his disdain for his peers. Is that okay then? I just want, now how about this one? This should be really good. The dead intern in Mr. Scarborough's office. Is there anything that you guys are hiding then? I don't know, I'm just saying. One thing that I need to touch on, and what I think is clear, is about the pedo scandals and the perversion, sexual perversion of Hollywood elitists. What about the story? I don't mean to chuckle about the executive that had somebody tied up in his dungeon, wrapped up in plastic, passed away in his little sex dungeon. What about that guy? And you think this is the first time this has happened? Right? I'm going to get into that story when we get back in a moment, because that's critical. Back in a moment.
I'm talking people about the same old game. They're running them numbers and the winners never change. The dice is loaded and the deck is stacked. The game itself.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hi folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Yo, some people was born in heaven with a silver spoon in their mouth and had everything handed to them on a silver platter and never had to work hard for nothing. Then there are some people that was born in the opposite world of those that was born in heaven, which is called hell, and had to work hard for everything they got and never had nothing handed to them and never will. I'm only at the age of 10 and life already seems to me like it's heading for a dead end. Cause my mom would be smoking mad crack, my pops went out for a fast snack and never brought his ass back. Nobody knows how I feel, it's quite ill, cause I had to steal or fill my stomach with a nice meal. Too ashamed to walk the streets wearing the same cheap sneaks and dirty outfits for weeks. Even my holidays got damaged, cause on Christmas I asked Santa for a father and a hot sandwich. I just can't take it. And every day I
welcome back to Left and Right. Left to Right, I'm sorry. This is your host, Bill Shahid, June 30th, 2018. Just finishing up the program. Just trying to expose a little bit more. Just get people aware of, you know, if you're not already, about the UN Agenda 2030 and their solid push towards that. And, you know, I wanted to briefly mention the pedophile thing that's exploding. And just the other day, 238 arrested in major Hollywood pedophile ring bust. 238, according to the main republicmailalert.com. I'll just read that briefly. Department of Justice has just conducted a series of raids across Los Angeles and arrested 238 people in connection with the Hollywood pedophilia network. According to police, the arrests included some major Hollywood players, as well as politicians, white-collar professionals, a monk, and other high-ranking clergy members. The raids were conducted by Los Angeles Regional Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, working directly with the Justice Department. Codenamed Operation Broken Heart 3, the sweeping raids targeted offenders wanted for sexual exploitation of children, child prostitution, sex tourism, and possession and distributing child pornography, said Deputy Chief Matt Blake of the Los Angeles Police Department. Police say that they are unable to release any names at this point, but confirmed that the arrest included some household names in the entertainment industry. Operation Broken Heart III is said to be part of a much larger operation that connects to a national elite pedophile rings and may extend worldwide. No doubt it extends worldwide. Among those arrests was an Australian politician who was attempting to purchase a six-year-old boy. Los Angeles Times reports among those arrests during sweeps in April and May were entertainers, community leaders, white-collar professionals, clergymen, said John Reynolds, acting special agent in charge of the U.S. Department of Security, Homeland Security investigations. Incidents of child exploitation has reached staggering proportions, he said at a news conference. Law enforcement officials said that the arrests underscore the importance of families maintaining an open dialogue about internet safety. Parents and kids need to have frank conversations about how to stay safe in cyberspace, Reynolds said. All right, enough for that article. But you get the point. And I mentioned the Hollywood exec that just got, you know, back in November, a guy he was having relations with died during a sex act. I mean, they call it, what was the headline from the Daily Mail? UCLA professor 47 suffers sudden death during recreational mummification, bondage, and sex dungeon of 62-year-old Hollywood exec, LA sex dungeon basement. That's from the Daily Mail. Okay, so look at the sexual perversion at that level, right? An older gentleman practicing bondaging, mummification. As a sexual act. Do your thing, whatever, but that's madness, in my opinion. Can you imagine what's happening with these children? Right? Can you imagine what's happening on a border with migrants and their children? Have you heard the stories? You get people defending migrants, dragging children across countries to come to the U.S. border for work or whatever, to better life. What about us Americans first, right? Till next time, peace and love. Good night.
The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process.
Government, our politicians, and the future of America.
With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening.